Hi, I'm Ella, and I'm 13, and I play the electric bass, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Miss Ella. That was Ella playing the Kids Commute theme on her electric bass guitar. If you'd like to be featured on our show playing our theme on whatever instrument you play, find sheet music instructions, everything you need, at kidscommute.org. Well, hi there, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Eric Satie Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We have one more hint for our Quizlet coming up for you later in the show. But in the meantime, let's learn more about the delightful, kooky Eric Satie. Another brilliant example of his kookiness and one of my personal favorites is that he was poor for a long time. We've talked about that. He was a struggling composer. He worked in a cabaret. But at one point, he did inherit a bunch of money. And one of the first things he did when he inherited that money was go out and buy himself 12 identical velvet suits. And then he would wear them every single day. And from then on, he went around referring to himself as the Velvet Gentleman. So he even came up with kooky names for himself. Now, today's music is no different. This was music that he wrote for kids to be able to play. So the overall title of this is The Children's Menu, or Menu Propre Enfantin, Menus for Children. And these pieces have the best titles. We're going to hear all three movements. The first one is the War Chant of the King of the Green Beans. The second one is So Says the Little Princess of Tulips. And the third one is the Waltz of Chocolate and Almonds. This delicious music is being played on the guitar today by Pierre Laniot.
Thank you.
Pierre Laniot performed The Kids' Menu, basically, by Eric Satie. Okie doke, kids commuters. Quizlet time. Let's check in. Eric Satie wrote a piece of music about a particular kind of sea creature of the species Podophthalma. What kind of sea creature is it? It's a bottom feeder, lives on the bottom of the ocean, eats things like clams, snails, and crabs. It's something we think of as fancy food nowadays, but used to be so plentiful that only poor people ate it, and they fed it to pigs and goats. One last hint for you. This sea creature is red when you eat it at the table, but before it's cooked, it could be green, yellow, or even bright blue. What kind of sea creature is the Podophthalma? Send us the answer in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. You can win one every 30 days. All right, kids commuters, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.